This is Sierra Rudinsky reading The Jackal and the Leopard. One day, Jackal and Leopard went out hunting. Jackal caught himself a nice fat cow, but all Leopard managed to find was a scrawny little goat. They both took their animals home and set them out in their pastures. Leopard was very jealous because his goat was so much smaller than Jackal's big cow. That night, Leopard went to a pasture to see the animals and saw that the cow had given birth to a calf. He slowly grew even more envious. He snuck into the pasture, stole the calf, and tied it up to his own goat. In the morning, Leopard went to Jackal and said excitedly, "Why, look at how lucky I am! This past night, my little goat has given birth to a nice fat calf. It is simply amazing." Jackal eyed him suspiciously and said, "That cannot be true, Leopard, for only cows can give birth to calves." "Do you doubt me?" said the lying leopard. "Come see the proof for yourself." They went to the pasture and saw that indeed a calf was standing beside the goat on Leopard's side of the pasture. Jackal looked at the animals and said, "The calf is mine." "What?" said Leopard. "The proof is right before your eyes. Are you blind?" "No, I am not blind," said Jackal, "but since goats cannot give birth to calves, it is mine. It could be standing beside a crocodile, and it would still be mine." Leopard was furious and argued for quite some time before saying, "Fine, then let's ask the opinion of someone else, and you will see that I am right." So off they went to find judges to hear their stories. The first they found was Gazelle. She listened to both of them tell their own side of the story. "As you can see," said Jackal, "the calf is clearly mine." But Gazelle, like many animals, was frightened of Leopard's sharp teeth and claws. She didn't want to make him angry, so she put on her most serious face and said, "Well, when I was growing up, this sort of thing was not possible, but times have changed. World is a different place, and as you can see, it's now entirely acceptable for goats to give birth to calves." Next, we went to Hyena, who nervously listened to her stories. Like Gazelle, Hyena was frightened of Leopard and looked around anxiously before saying, It is common knowledge that ornery goats cannot give birth to calves, but everyone knows that goats that are owned by leopards can." All of them, Leopard, Hyena, Jackal, and Gazelle, went on to find another judge. They then ran into Heron, who listened to a story and worriedly fought long and hard on the answer. It is true," said Heron, "that in the past the law proclaimed that only cows could give birth to calves, but that law has changed. The law now says that any animal can give birth to any other animal. That is the way of the world." Leopard was very happy. "See, the calf belongs to me, and therefore it is mine." "We still must ask Baboon," said Jackal, and went off to find him. Baboon was found sitting on a large rock. After listening to both sides of the story, he began to stare off into the sky. He held a small stone in his hand and began to pluck it with his fingers. "Well," Leopard said impatiently, "what do you have to say?" Baboon looked down and said, "Can't you see that I'm busy?" "Busy?" snarled Leopard. "What could you possibly be doing?" "I'm playing a little music before I judge your case." All the animals asked, "What music are you speaking of?" Baboon responded, "I'm speaking of a beautiful music that is coming from a stone." Leopard laughed loudly at Baboon. "Look at this fool! Look who we have asked to judge our case. No music can come from a stone." Baboon simply looked down on Leopard and said, "If a calf can come from a goat, then surely beautiful music can come from a stone." Leopard was suddenly very embarrassed. Meekly, he mumbled, My, what beautiful music I hear." The other animals were also embarrassed at their foolishness and cried out together, "It is true, only a cow can give birth to a calf." And so, with a community united against a greedy leopard, the calf was returned to its rightful owner, the jackal.